mortgage fraud. Rob Hagberg is a senior director of fraud risk at Freddie Mac. The Freddie Mac's financial fraud investigation unit has been around since 1989. So, you know, there's always been fraud, even back then. Maybe things have changed. It looks different than it did back some 30 years ago. We're going to find out this morning. Good morning, Rob. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So what's the most common type of fraud is happening currently?
One of the things that we're really trying to get out to consumers, there's something that's a little cutting edge that's changed, is what's called spoofing. And what will happen is criminals use compromised email accounts being used by industry professionals to access a consumer's closing information. The consumer will then receive an email from the criminal that basically looks like it's coming from the industry professional, telling them to change where they're wiring their closing funds or how to remit their closing funds. And it's all an attempt to steal the money that the consumer has been saving all this time to buy that home.
So a lot of times we hear about emails and links and things that come through. What's your advice then? How do we sort of protect ourselves? What's the radar that we need to have ready when this happens?
So I have advice for both professionals as well as consumers. For professionals, make sure that you're using an encrypted or at least a secure website, not just a general site like Yahoo or Gmail. For consumers, when you receive an email that has what you think is unusual or a change in your closing instructions, pick up your phone rather than just responding to the email. Make sure you're using a phone number you've previously used with your real estate agent, and just check in with him or her and make sure they really sent that email to you, that you really are supposed to adhere to that change.
In the past, you had to sometimes meet face-to-face with people. You had to sort of see the paperwork. Now this electronic era, I guess, has opened it up to this type of fraud. But they've always been trying to get our money, right? I mean,
that's correct.
So what are some of the things you want people to know, I guess, is there other things besides just that whole thing about the closing costs or other tips or advice you can give us today?
So I think because we're in home buying season, there are a few tips that make sense for consumers to keep in mind. First, never sign a blank document. Second, educate yourself on the program you're engaged in, making sure you understand what the requirements are to qualify for the mortgage. Thirdly, make sure that you personally are providing all of your documentation to your loan officer, not allowing third parties or intermediaries to provide that information. The last thing I would say to consumers is don't be afraid to not sign. Don't be afraid to walk away from a closing or a business relationship that just doesn't feel right to you, that you're not comfortable with. The bottom line is, this is the biggest financial transaction most consumers will engage in over the course of their lives. They need to know how it works, they need to know who they're doing business with, and they need to have the courage to say no sometimes instead of going along with what they're being told.
Rob, should renters be on guard as well?
They absolutely should. We've seen a trend over the last few years in which criminals will post a property as being for rent online using services like Craigslist. And the reality is the property is not available for rent. Consumers who are trying to rent the property don't always know that, though. And so they may submit a rental application. They may send a security deposit and first month's rent, which is typical to the prospective landlord. But the reality is it's, again, just a grab of people's cash. There's no real opportunity to rent that property.
Phishing and wire fraud in the housing market, our topic today. Our guest, Rob Hagberg, Senior Director of Fraud Risk at Freddie Mac. If people want to get more details on this or be able to sort of, you know, see those things you've talked about just so they have an idea of what could potentially happen, where can they get some good advice?
Please come to our website. That's at freddiemac.com/singlefamily/fraud.html.
We appreciate your time, Rob. Thanks for sharing with us the information.
Thank you.
It is 8:18 at AM 930 WEOL. Somebody else who also helps us, Clark Howard, coming up in just a little bit with helping us to avoid scams, also saving some money, but with a tech topic.
Tick, talk, tick,
here's Kim Commando.